Vocality will be holding a meeting at the Mateel next Wednesday, March 12th. On December 18th, they held a preliminary meeting with the membership to advise them why the merger is needed and why they intentionally chose Community First. At that meeting in December, Vocality's CEO, Pat Neighbors, explained Southern Humboldt's credit union has been taking on water in the wake of the crash brought on by legalization.
We're having trouble because we have members who are having trouble making their payments. The credit union makes the vast majority of its money from the loan interest from the loans we give our members. If members are unable to pay their loans, that means it's money the credit union does not receive.
Neighbors said that at that time, loan defaults had cost Vocality about $300,000.
We have been able to sell some of the foreclosures that we've taken on, some of them for substantial losses, and a few of them for its minimal gain. Right now, we're upside down, Tom, about $300,000 on ones we currently have. So that is continuing to happen and has happened. We had foreclosures in 22, we had foreclosures in 23, and we have four pending, depending on how that rolls. We are only so big, and we can only sustain so many losses.
Neighbors pushed back on rumors in the community, emphasizing that Vocality used good judgment when the loans were made, but the economy had changed.
Our members deserve those loans. Our members qualify for those loans. And unfortunately, our region is experiencing some really tough time right now.
This financial stress is compounded by changes in the regulations credit unions must follow, explains Scott Johnson, the CEO of Community First Credit Union.
And I think the other thing, and I think we're all feeling the effects of this without getting too technical, is there was a fairly significant change in accounting standards for how credit unions had to reserve for loans back in 2023. And that roiled everybody. And no one in the business was happy about that. But that's what the Financial Accounting Standards Board decided, and that's what we have to do now. But that change had a really big impact financially on a lot of credit unions. And if you weren't in a position where your safety and soundness could withstand that, that the results could be fairly significant.
Neighbors said these changes caused Vocality to have to increase its set-aside holding by $3 million.
Specifically because of the accounting process that Scott mentioned, with delinquency happening at the credit union and the accounting rules that changed, we had to tuck away over $3 million for potential losses happening, and we're seeing those.
One member in attendance summed up the nature of the choice for Vocality members like this.
So it's basically merge or die slowly. That's the choices.
I think that is probably the best characterization for a lot of smaller credit unions across the country.
Vocality's board president, Marcia Mendel, explained why they had chosen Community First.
I was challenged on Facebook.
And the challenge was, you need to remember your roots. We do. And the best way to remember and honor those roots is to make sure this credit union is here for the future, for now and the future, for our kids, our grandkids, for all the people that we hope will move into Southern Humboldt and make it a place that it was. If we can merge with Community First, who I think is a perfect match with us, we're going to be ready for that. And we're going to be supporting it. And it will be a wonderful circle of financial and healthy growth. And that's why we're doing this. We talked to a lot of credit unions before we decided on Community First. And what our more goals were is our branches must stay open, our employees must have jobs, and our members must be served.
And some of those credit unions didn't really come up to muster. This one does. They are us.
And I wouldn't say that if I didn't believe it.
Board member Erica Boyd added,
right now, we have a choice. That's why we're doing it. If we wait, we don't have a choice, and it could close, or we could be merged with someone we have nothing in common with. You know, this way, these are people we want to be a joint to.
Johnson told Vocality members they can feel confident the Garberville office will stay open after the merger.
We merged with another credit union, which was Mendeley Credit Union, back in 2017, which is where the Fort Bragg branch came from. And the Fort Bragg branch is still operating as strong and as healthily as the day that we took it over. And we had absolutely no plans to close that branch. And we had absolutely no plans to close the branch in Garberville either. We are very, very invested in local branches, and that is not going to change.
Neighbors added there will be better services for Vocality customers as well.
We looked for fit and finish, okay? And because of that, they fit so many spots. They have so many things to offer we as your credit union today cannot offer you. And so expanded products and services, expanded locations, better electronic services, a better remote deposit capture, all those types of things that we're, whether we like it or not, are kind of be forced upon us to make happen in our banking world today, they do it better than we do. And so that's a win. Just from a membership perspective, getting it done better is a win for us.
And a member sent a note along with her neighbor to read about the reasons she supports the merger, which will change the name of Southern Humboldt's credit union to Community First.
I, Jessica Muick, am still angered by the secrecy of the deal 5 years ago, and I'll be glad to have a different name other than the hated one I've avoided saying for 5 years.
Again, the Vocality meeting around the merger with Community First Credit Union will be at the Mateel next Wednesday, March 12th. The doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and the meeting will begin at 6. And this is Kelly Lincoln reporting for KMUD News.